If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. All right, folks, I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. Thank you to everybody who's been tuned in since 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. 4 hours I'm here a night. Where are you? I don't know. You at work? You at home? You on the road? You going? You leaving? You coming? I have no idea. But I'm happy to be here with you and super producer Dave Shepard. Okay? What are we doing here for the next hour? Talking about the top six list. Talking NFL. Talking college sports. Talking Major League Baseball. The regular season is done. Whatever the hell you want to talk about, that's what we're here to do. But what we just completed was a new top six list. It's what we discuss Wednesday nights into Thursday mornings. And we talked about records in the world of pro sports, which are unlikely to be broken. Yeah, let me just give you the list quickly. If you missed it, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You should already have it on your phone. You could take the show from your job to the house to work to the, I don't know, the shed to the backyard to the living room into your car. You never have to miss a minute. You don't got to stop. You don't got to wait. But anyway, records that are unlikely to be touched. Steph Curry's career three-point marker. He broke it last December, and he's still going. I will assume that he's going to play for at minimum, I don't know, another 5-6 more years. Ricky Henderson, I had him at number 5, stolen bases. Who's stealing bases now? Nobody steals bases. They said we got to make the bases bigger. At number 4, Pete Rose when it comes down to hits. At number 3, Brett Favre consecutive games played. At number 2, who's going to have more championships than Bill Russell at 11? Nobody. I don't care what sport it is. People just move around too many teams, okay? And at number 1, Cal Ripken Jr., 2,632 consecutive games played. This man played in every game possible from 1982 to 1998. There's somebody listening to me right now, hasn't missed a day of work. There's someone listening to me right now who is at a job and they ain't never missed a day. Cal Ripken was out there running, diving, hitting, traveling, getting hit, being hurt. He never missed a game. Nowadays, they baby all the players. Giving them a lot of money. They don't want them to be hurt. They're getting massages. They're taking days off. First class travel and in luxurious circumstances and 5-star hotel rooms. They're getting treated real good. CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls here. Records that you do not believe will be broken. There's tons of them. And then I want to give you an update on this Draymond Green fellow who decided to punch his teammate Jordan Poole in the face today. Yeah, in practice. Just, NBA is crazy. Sports is crazy. Life is crazy. Somebody just got punched in the face between me saying that. I'm just speaking in a general sense. Don't hit people. Let's hit the phone lines. Gilberto is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Reef Show.
Hola, JR. ¿Cómo estás?
Bien, ¿y tú?
Muy bien, muy bien. Listen, I love your list. And when you were saying it, I can recall a lot of them. But all those baseball records that you said, that you mentioned, I saw them. The day that happened, not live, but on TV, but it was incredible. But there's one record that I saw that magical season of 1988. And I saw at least one game from that pitcher because I was in L.A., and that's the Bulldog, Oral Hershiser's 59 scoreless in straight innings.
Nice.
The way the baseball is being sorry, go ahead, yeah.
No, I was going to ask you, what game or how far along in the streak were you able to watch him? Was this towards the end or the beginning?
It was at the beginning.
Okay,
cool. It was at
the
beginning of the season, yeah. And the reason I think, I don't think I'll see it in my lifetime. Like you said, players change a lot. But there were so many plays that had to be made in order for Hershiser to keep the streak going. I mean, they were amazing plays by incredible players. And that was a magical season for the whole team. That was the
World Series
home run 1988.
Yep, over the A's. Yep.
Yep. Yeah, but Hershiser. Yes?
We know the other element is guys aren't game to game to game. I mean, a quality start, it makes me want to vomit. Six innings? You know, there's no complete games really anymore. It's we got close maybe about 7 years ago. Ironically, I think the two guys that have gotten closest, Clayton Kershaw and at one point Zach Greinke when he was on the Dodgers, they went to about 40 plus. Man, that's almost still another 15 to 20 before you get to 59 that Hershiser had.
Yeah, well, when you look at it, that's eight games plus three innings.
Yeah.
And not that you mentioned, I mean, with the shift, maybe, I mean, this year, the guy from the Diamondbacks, he went to about 30-something or 40-something, the pitcher for the Diamondbacks. But it's so hard, especially, like you've been mentioning it correctly, they pamper the players. They want them on the field so they don't stress them out.
Yeah.
So, therefore, I don't know. I cannot see that record broken, at least in my lifetime.
Okay. Legitimate. Gilberto, always a pleasure, man. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego, JR. And I always listen to your show. I might not call us often, but I always listen to you.
Well, listen, I appreciate you always hearing from you. You be well, okay?
Thank you, JR. You too.
All right. Much love to Gilberto for calling from San Diego. Speaking of amazing feats that we won't see, by the way, what the hell did Ohtani do? This man qualified as one of the top. He went over the innings mark today, or last night, I should say. And so he is just qualified to be one of the best hitters and pitchers this past season. He's going to get $45-plus million a year. Whenever he gets paid, knowing that this is his final season with the Angels, I believe they're going to pay him $30 million in arbitration, to avoid arbitration, I should say, he going to get paid big time, and so is Aaron Judge. That's the cool thing about baseball. It is such a numbers-centric game. There's some elements of baseball, when you look at the numbers, that drive me absolutely crazy. But some of the classics and how you can interpret the numbers, it makes the game interesting. 855-212-4CBS. We got Seth from Chicago. Go ahead, Seth.
Yeah, what's going on, bro?
I'm good. Give me that record.
Yeah, so, you know, I normally call you, but I ain't got time for that today, you know. We depressed over here. So, my record would be Will Chamberlain, man. His single game rebounding at 55. I don't see nobody topping that. You barely see a 30-rebound game, so I ain't seen the 40. So, yeah, I'm gonna take Will at 55.
Yeah, no, reasonable. Different time, different era. You are 100% correct. I think Andre Drummond a few years ago, he got his hands on about 30. But, nah, going over that ain't happening. Appreciate you, Seth.
Hey, real quick, JR.
Yes.
Hey, I know you got the calls, but, hey, that 7'4" kid, Vader, I think he is going to be special.
Yeah, I think so, too. He's 7'4", and he moves like he's 6'4". Victor Wembanyama?
Yes, sir. That's the next KD. He's going to take over the league, bro.
Yeah, well, hope. Well, for your hope, maybe everybody on the Bulls will get hurt. Maybe they can get him.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, look, okay. JR, nice talking to you.
Thank you, Seth, for calling from Chicago. Ralph from Miami, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I'm good. You at a party? What's going on, Ralph?
No, I'm at work. I was in the break room. I just got out.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, JR, for me, like, I want to say first, I want to talk about the fan that basically got on the field. To me, for him following a police report, when you did it in a live game, that was dumb of him because you got too much video evidence on you. And it comes to record being broken. To me, I don't know how, because the way football has changed, the way teams play, I feel like Don Shula's record with the Dolphins still the one that's going to be sitting down with his consecutive win and actually a championship behind it too.
Okay. I mean, yeah, thank you, Ralph, for calling from Miami. We saw the Patriots kind of sort of get close and then not do it. Are we going to see a team go undefeated in the regular season through the postseason one day? Maybe. Yeah, it's 72. But every now and then I feel like we get just a little close. I don't know. Maybe in another 10 years we get a team that just beats everybody. Paul is calling from Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Give me that record, Paul.
I was just thinking about Phil Jackson, personally.
What about him?
I met him a couple times, but really
was
nice
he awake?
Guy. Yeah, he was awake.
Okay,
but
go ahead.
At the same time, I think that him being the first coach and the only coach to three-peat as many times as he has, I think he should be on your list in the top five.
That is a very odd thing, because is that really a record or is that just an interesting feat?
I'm not sure if it's a record or not, but I'm just
okay.
I'm thinking it's definitely not going to get broken again because the way that everything is going these days.
Hey, Paul,
you're not going to see a coach to be able to do that again.
Okay. What you doing right before you call me? What were you doing, Paul?
Bartender.
Okay. When you hit, okay. What's the most exotic thing that you served up tonight?
Ooh. I made an egg white cocktail with gin and some smoked honey.
Wow. Oh, you a bartender. How about that, man? Okay. Did you have any?
I'm just feeling like,
yeah.
I'm not really sure how Phil Jackson gets mixed into the greatest players of all time and
players,
you know,
he
records
wasn't.
And all that. But I mean, when are you going to see that again?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. I don't know if that's an odd feat. He three-peated. Okay,
Paul had it right the first time.
With what?
Because Paul's correct. Like, Phil Jackson does have a record. Paul, it's the most NBA championships won by a head coach. He passed Red Auerbach in 2009 when he won with the Lakers over the Magic. Remember? Yeah. So you had it right.
Yeah, but Shep, that ain't what he said, bro.
Right, I understand that. But Paul was on the money 40 minutes ago with this.
Oh, that's what he said
yes.
At that time? He said three-peats. That's not what he said. Is that what he told you? Well,
Paul tried to get cute with this. Yes.
Is that accurate, Paul?
Nah, definitely not trying to get cute.
Okay. Well, anyway, Paul, you could have went with what Shep just said, but I give you credit. You have all information, Paul. What do you do? You cleaned up the bar. It's too late now, right?
No. That's not even it.
What time?
My thing is that Phil Jackson had
I'm done with
every opportunity and everybody in front of him.
Yeah.
To be able to do what he had to do. But you know how many talent is out there that nobody does anything with?
Yeah,
he
Paul.
Was able
oh
to do it.
I get it, Paul. I'm not asking about Phil Jackson anymore. I'm sick of talking about the guy. I want to know what time do you have to shut the bar down? Are you done serving? Like, what's the last time? What's the last call?
Last call?
245.
Okay. Is that just because it's Thursday? Like, what's the last call on Friday?
Nah, Thursday. Nah, I mean, everything shuts down at 3 o'clock in Virginia.
Okay, in Virginia, period. Okay. Are you in Northern Virginia, Central Virginia, West? Where you at?
Northern Virginia, right outside of Old Town, D.C.
Oh, okay. All right, so I may need to make a stop past your bar, huh?
Where are you at?
Well, not in D.C. right now, but I'll make my way through.
No joke.
Okay, well, listen, man, listen, shoot me a holler, and then, you know what, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to stop by your bar if it's safe, okay? Is it a safe bar?
Nah, it's a good one, man. It's right down on the water.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm going to put you on hold. Let's figure out where the bar is at, and I'll stop on by, okay?
Word.
All right, thank you, Paul, for calling from Virginia. When I come by, this man better not talk to me about no damn Phil Jackson. I want a drink. I want a good one. Don't tell me about Phil Jackson and his three-peat. Not interested. Dan is calling from Massachusetts. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Dan?
Hey, JR. I'm a huge fan. I was thinking about this, and Tiger Woods, 281 straight weeks as the number one golfer in the world.
It's like five years that he did.
Right. He's first with 281. He's second with 261. And then after that, no one's been number one for even 2 years. So the way that golf is now with all the talented players, it seems like there's a new number one every other week. So
I don't think
that's ever going to be broken.
Let me ask you this. And this might be me being a jerk. Did his streak end when he hit that fire hydrant when his wife chased him out the house?
That's a good question. I didn't exactly look up the dates. I think it was 2010, so you might be right there.
Yeah, because it was like the day after Thanksgiving. I remember this. It was the day after Thanksgiving, I believe, in 2010.
Yeah, she went after him with a 9-iron.
Yeah. You know what? And this is the good and bad part about holidays. You know, everybody gets together, the family gets together, and then people get the beefing. Like, people start, oh, you did this, you did that. I remember when you did this. I never liked you. You never liked me. Well, Dad liked this, and Mom didn't like this, and you owe me money, and where's my money, and nobody likes you. And then the next thing you know, hey, you ended up sleeping with 20 hookers. Get out my house. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, I don't think that conversation comes up at too many Thanksgivings, though.
It's just Tiger Woods' house?
Yeah, I think so. And I had one more thing to say about NFL records really
quick. It's about hookers? Go ahead, sorry.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
I think a lot of these NFL records, like the running backs and stuff, aren't that safe because you got an extra game every year now. And with the way Roger Goodell wants it, it seems like they're just going to keep adding more games. So in 5-10 years from now, there could be 18 games.
Yeah.
And there could be 20 games.
Yeah, well, we know there will definitely be 18. I'd have to really think about the math, but yes, to your point, exactly, you're right. We're going to have these numbers are going to start getting stacked up. All things considered, though, wouldn't you say typically on an average pace, the amount of rushing yards per game, if we still wanted to look at it from like a 16, historically it will continue to go down?
Yeah, I agree with you. But, there's always that generational player that comes through that, you know, with a couple extra games a year, it's almost a full season over a career. So I think someday Emmitt Smith's record could fall.
We're going to get a guy who's the size of 2'8". We're going to get a guy the size of Julius Peppers and Aaron Donald playing running back.
Exactly.
Yeah, he'll just punk-ass everybody through the line of scrimmage. Dan, I appreciate you, man.
Thank you, JR.
No doubt about it. Much love to all my folks listening up in Massachusetts, just like Dan. I'm going to get ready to take a break. The phone lines, they're still open. They're packed. You can try. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls. I'm going to give you some of the playoff matchups in Major League Baseball. We'll talk about this Draymond Green situation right here, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
entertainers in the building.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm a new listener, but a long-time radio personality over the years, and you're just enlightening.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about records in the world of pro sports, which are unlikely to ever be touched or broken. If you missed the entire top six list, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. This show, by the way, is also available via podcast. If you are someone who listens to podcasts, if you want to listen in the daytime, if you want to hit rewind, if you want to start from the beginning, just search JR Sport Brief wherever you listen to podcasts. At number one on the list, top six records that won't be touched, consecutive games played by Cal Ripken Jr., 2,632 games, starting off in 1982, ending September 20th of 1998. I want to get to as many of your calls as possible. I do want to talk about Draymond Green. Before I'm forced to roll out, he decided to punch Jordan Poole in the face today. Sounds like a good situation. Let's go ahead and hit the phone lines. Barry's calling from Boston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how are you?
Very well. I think
Wayne Gretzky, although he had the greatest, you know, assists in the NHL, I think 50 goals in 36 games is incredible. I think that should be maybe not number 7 or 8 or 9, but okay. Whatever. He was incredible. He is the greatest.
He is. And thank you, Barry, for calling from Boston. Yeah, the assist record is likely to not be broken. Every year that Alex Ovechkin plays hockey, I really don't want him catching Wayne Gretzky when it comes to most goals specifically. That's just me. I'd love to see Wayne Gretzky sit at the top of the record books forever, period. He is such a humble, gracious, relaxed human being. When I look at Ovechkin, I go, damn, I don't need him jumping Wayne Gretzky. So that's just a personal thing. Mike is calling from Oklahoma. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how's it going? Mike out here in Oklahoma, frequent listener, second time caller in. Just wanted to put a guy out there who actually has one, maybe two records that I think could bump anybody off the top record. You got to go back a ways, but still their records. And I'm talking about the great Cy Young, who obviously has the best pitcher award named after him. But check this out, 511 career wins. But more so than that, this is the mind blower, 749 complete games. I think you'll have entire pitching staffs that will go through their whole career and never even come within one-tenth of that. So that's just my little thing to say. I think that those records are totally untouchable.
Oh, absolutely. You guys don't even go six innings nowadays. I appreciate you, Mike, for calling from Oklahoma. That is flat, period, true, accurate, whatever adjective you want to throw in there, ain't nobody getting that. We got to talk about 300 games. It's just, who's getting that now? You're basically here at the end. Verlander, maybe? Ain't happening. Mike is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR.
Hey, you're live. Go ahead.
Block shots in the NBA. This one is a hard one to break. Manute Bol came close, and so did Shaq. Elmore Smith, he had 17 block shots in one game.
Okay, that's obscure, but okay.
Yeah, so I don't – it could be broke, but it's been standing since 73.
Okay, well, we saw a guy who's 7'4" play basketball last night. I don't know. He could block a shot in his sleep. We'll see what happens with him.
Yeah. Okay, Jay.
Okay. Thank you, Mike, for calling from Maryland. Rich calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. How you doing? I love the show, man. And,
thank you.
You took the
wind out of my sail when you took my number one, and I'm not going to mention that because I know we only get one.
Right.
So you got my number one, but I'm going to also a guy named Edwin Moses. I believe the guy didn't lose a race, a running race for hurdles for 11 years. Can you imagine going up against him and not losing a race for 11 years? The other guys don't stand a chance.
Yeah, isn't he based from right out of here in Atlanta?
I believe they have a stadium over there named after you. I see it all the time. Edwin Moses track and field stadium.
Yeah, right over by south of the stadium by the colleges, no?
There you go.
Yep.
But just 11 years going up and never losing a race to a guy. And just to touch on what you said, there's nobody ever going to break Cal Ripken Jr.'s race because of free agency and all the things that we got and put into the thing. Nobody's going to ever want to play that long. Nobody's going to want to play with that team that long. It's just not going to happen. Cal Ripken set a mark that will never, ever be broken.
Yeah, and that and Cy Young. Baseball, a very particular game, and it's a very old game. Hey, Richard, thank you for calling from Atlanta, man.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate you. Joe is calling from Canton, Ohio. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Jared, what's going on, man?
What's up?
Yeah, I think a record that won't be broken is going to be Joe Thomas' consecutive snap streak. It's 10,363 snaps. Just all the injuries offensive linemen get, and, you know, ankles being rolled up on legs. I don't think they'll see that.
How many years? I know about that and his durability. How many years was that? Ain't nobody think about snaps. How many years was that?
I don't know how many years that would be. I mean, his whole career, he had to be there at least 10 years, right?
You called me telling me how many snaps. You gave me the exact number, right?
Yeah.
But you don't know the years? Let me see. What is it, Shep?
It's 10 and a half.
10 and a half. Okay. All right. Yeah, no, offensive linemen. Offensive linemen are odd. Because you either get guys in the offensive line who every time they take a breath, they break and they're injured, they're hurt. Or you get guys like Joe Thomas, or even more recently, he retired. DeBrickashaw Ferguson for the New York Jets. He started, I don't even know, probably 10 consecutive years as left tackle for the Jets. And the Jets just bring in a guy at left tackle. And this guy can't even stay healthy. I mean, it's... Everybody's body is different, and Joe Thomas was absolutely amazing. I know the Browns certainly miss him. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate you, man.
Have a good night, JR.
You as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. We're going to talk about the playoff matchups in baseball very quickly. I'll give you an update on who the hell Draymond Green decided to punch in the face. It was a teammate.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I talked to you a number of months ago when you were on SAN on a Saturday afternoon, and I really do enjoy your style, and you get the audience thinking.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, thinking is a good thing. How about thinking? Exercise your brain. It's nice every now and then. It'll help you in the long run. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Obviously, I'm going to get some more of your phone calls before I roll out. I know we'll pick things up tomorrow, especially with Thursday night football. Everyone's favorite quarterback, Russell Wilson, and the Denver Broncos will take on an Indianapolis Colts team, which is pretty much going absolutely nowhere without Jonathan Taylor. And so tomorrow night, the game should be fun. And the conversations that we will have after will be equally as fun. Hey, Shep, you can't wait for the Russell Wilson post-game press conference, right?
Unlimited.
Oh, my God. Why did you do that?
Was that answering your question?
That's punishment for everybody. Play it again.
Unlimited. unlimited. Okay. You got to be unlimited.
Okay. All right.
Did you expect anything different? I mean, you know this guy's clockwork.
Hey, should I give an example of the game? Ask me, did we win or did we lose?
JR/AKA, you know, Russell Wilson. Did you win or did you lose?
Well, we went out. We tried to win the best game possible, but we didn't get it done tonight. I need to do better as a quarterback, and it's all about my guys. I believe in my guys. I think the next game we'll do a better chance. We're going to go back to the film room. We're going to look at the tape. We're going to sit down with Coach Hackett. I believe in Coach Hackett. It's still early. We still have plenty of time to get this together. I think week by week we're all growing and doing better together. I believe in my guys. Something like that, Shot.
What I would just want to know, and listen, anyone yes. who has listened to your show somewhat regularly understands you do have a friendship with Richard Sherman. So I'm not asking for Richard Sherman's take. Your take. Is what you see what you get with Russell Wilson, or is this the world's greatest facade?
I'm not going to answer that on behalf of nobody.
On you. I just want to know.
On me?
On your insight. On your sources.
I can tell you, I can just say from the times that I have met him, I have no personal problem or issue with him. I have not appreciated. He is one of the few athletes that I have ever met, and it is a wide range. I'll put it to you this way. When I personally, physically met Pele, in London, Pele treated me like I was family, like I was his grandson. When I met and spoke with Kobe Bryant just spoke to me like a regular guy. That's what most athletes do. I don't care if it was Usain Bolt, Richard Sherman, Kobe Bryant, Manny Pacquiao. You end up talking Carmelo Anthony. I can go on and on and on. I have never been around a quote-unquote professional athlete like Russell Wilson. It was more akin, and this is commonplace in that space, of being in a Hollywood atmosphere. Hollywood atmosphere ain't my thing. I don't do, like, publicists like that. I don't want to get permission to talk to, and I don't do that garbage. That's not how I operate. Humans are humans to me. In the case of Russell Wilson, I respect him, no problem. When you deal with someone who operates closer to Hollywood, they have more publicists around them. It's like, can I talk? Am I allowed to say something? And it's just like, yo, just be a human being. And that's how I felt when I'm near or in the vicinity of Russell Wilson. It's just like, you need to ask 10 people if you can have a conversation and just stay your ass over there. And so I've spoken to him. I've interviewed him. I've been around him at red carpets, at public events. I've never been in a private setting around him. I was at Richard Sherman's celebrity softball game years ago with Russell Wilson. I didn't speak to him. He was just right there hanging out like one of the guys. But I've never gotten that vibe. That plus his interactions publicly just make me go like, yeah, I understand anyone who listens to him speak and goes, man, is everything perfectly manicured? And there's nothing wrong with that. Everything is so to the T. It's just everything so perfect. Everything perfect, but not perfect. So, yeah, that's, I guess, a long answer for you, Shep.
I appreciate the candor.
You're welcome.
Always, man.
Anyway, speaking of candor, we'll talk about Russell Wilson, obviously, tomorrow. He's going to have a whole slate in front of him for Thursday Night Football. All of America will pay attention and listen and watch. And then I did mention this. This story will not go away. In practice earlier today, the Golden State Warriors, they just came back from Asia. Draymond Green ended up punching Jordan Poole in the face. What else is – well, let me not say what else is new. That's not accurate. But there's always something with Draymond Green. Even Andre Iguodala, he has decided to tweet, and he's like, hey, sources, and I'm sources. He's just like, let's not start putting down Jordan Poole. It was reported by Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports that Jordan Poole, his behavior has started to change a little bit. Some of his teammates have said his behavior has started to change, knowing that he's really on the precipice of getting his hands on one of those rookie extensions. And Andre Iguodala came on to defend both of his teammates, saying that Jordan Poole is one of the most liked guys on the team, is a great young guy, great personality. And then he said that, you know, with Draymond Green, it's all family business. So we'll find out what happened. I'll tell you what was not refuted, the fact that Draymond Green punched him in the face. And that Jordan Poole's okay. We didn't hear that he was injured or busted up or hurt or anything like that. And then tomorrow also will be a little bit closer to the start of the Major League Baseball wild card. Those games will get going basically all day Friday. The Guardians will host Tampa. St. Louis and Albert Pujols, they will host the Phillies, who have no idea what the playoffs look like. And then talking about what the playoffs look like, Seattle will go to Toronto. And then the New York Mets, they will host the San Diego Padres. Let's get on as many calls as we possibly can before I roll out the top six list. Records that won't be broken. I gave you Cal Ripken at number one. We got a lot of people on the line. I'm going to get everybody on. Listen very carefully. Give me your record, and let's try to be courteous to everyone else. Simple. Tony calling from Toronto. Go ahead.
Yeah, my pick would be NHL goaltender Glenn Hall. 502 consecutive games as a goaltender, complete games, which didn't include about 49 games in the playoffs, as the NHL doesn't tabulate that. And this is in an era where he wore no mask, no helmet, in a game that we know is very, very tough. 502 complete games, NHL.
Well, thank you, Tony, for calling from Toronto. Yeah, it's more than tough. It can be outright violent. Mike is calling from San Francisco. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Yeah, my record would be 33 consecutive wins by the Lakers, the Chamberlain West Baylor in 72. I don't think that will ever be broken. I don't think it's in your top six, but it's probably not going to be broken. And
yep.
Thing on Jordan Poole, I believe the Warriors have until the 17th to work something out, they said. So that's why the tensions are a little high.
That is correct, and we were able to talk about that a little bit earlier on in the show.
Oh,
thank you for bringing that back up, Mike. No, they do have until the 17th to go ahead and grant him an extension. Otherwise, he'll be a restricted free agent at the end of the year. If you think about some of the rookie deals that have been given out already, Jordan Poole's likely to land a four-year, $100-plus million contract, and the Warriors aren't going to pay everybody. Maybe Draymond Green. He might be gone. Sean is calling from Oregon. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. It's hard to win a national championship in any sport. And John Force has 16 national funny car championships. I think that's quite an accomplishment.
Okay. Thank you, Sean, for calling from Oregon. Funny car. Gus calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. How are you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
I have to go back with Wayne Gretzky, especially his assists overall, 1,963. He had more assists in his career than every other player had points. I was lucky enough to actually watch him play a couple of times. And to me, he's probably not only definitely the best hockey player of all time, but probably the best athlete I've ever seen play.
Okay, lovely. Thank you, Gus, for calling from Toronto, talking about the great one. Mike's calling from Pittsburgh. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, go ahead.
So I was originally going to touch on Cy Young and all of his records, but the one other caller did. So I was thinking career batting average by Ty Cobb of .367. You know, this year, Arias from the Twins, he got .316, and then McNeil finished with .326. And, you know, .326 is hard enough to get, but .367 for a lifetime, that's not going to happen probably ever again.
We'll see, Mike. I appreciate you for calling from Pittsburgh. Baseball just is going to change in the short term, especially with the elimination of the shift. What baseball looks like in another 20 years, I have no idea. Do we get back the guys who are batting .350, .360? Are we going to get a Tony Gwynn-esque player again? I feel like he's one of the last pure hitters that we saw, and I know it was 20 years ago. It feels like yesterday to me. Paul, you're going to get the last word quickly.
Well,
I have nothing to add because Tony from Toronto got Glenn Hall, and then John Wooden was mentioned, and Gretzky's assists were mentioned. But I'd just like to know if you've ever met Ovechkin in person.
Have I ever met Alex Ovechkin in person? No, I have not.
Have you met Gretzky in person?
Have I met Gretzky in person? I've been in the same space. I don't recall speaking to him, no.
I think, if, you know, Alex Ovechkin is great, and he's a good guy, and he's really in a tough situation.
I know.
With his family in Russia. And Gretzky's great, too.
Yeah.
And Mario Lemieux was excellent. So the record that will never be broken is Ilya Chikhin's record of 3 broken bats in the 9th inning of a World Series game.
Well, thank you, Paul. Appreciate you.
I think
you.
I made some of that up.
well, thank you, Paul. Thank you for calling from Alexandria. No doubt
great
about
job.
It. Well, thank you. No, wait. Wayne Gretzky is actually right down the road here from me at Turner Studios. It's the JR Sport Reef Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Shep, thank you for another great night, man.
My pleasure, man. Thank you. I'm excited for tomorrow, Thursday Night Football, your boy Russell Wilson, and maybe some LeBron James conversation.
Yeah, LeBron James wants to own a team in Vegas, so why not? He should, right?
I agree.
I don't think he can afford it right now, but maybe soon.
Very soon.
He'll get some friends. He's a billionaire now, but he got to stack up a few more of those and get some friends. It's the JR Sport Reef Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, show is done. You just heard from Shep. Tomorrow, Thursday Night Football, Broncos, Wilson versus Colts, and I don't know, Matt Ryan. Ugh, that guy's towards the end of his career. Listen, if you miss me while I'm gone, at JR Sport Brief on all social media. I'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, but don't move right now because Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. She's damn good.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.